Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, what's good? This is Put 'Em On Blast Radio. Once again, I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blubbino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone. Right now, you know, she caught a cold or something, but she's lost her voice. But it's all good, though. But the call-in number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. The online, if you're out there online, is www.blogtalkradio.com. Put 'Em On Blast Radio. That's PUTEM On Blast Radio. And right now I want to thank everybody for calling in. You know, I'm kind of tired right now, but it's all good, though. You know, but I thank everybody for tuning in all this time. And I thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And it's all love. You know, big ups to everybody out there. Big ups to all the artists who called in. But I'm going to get right into the show. Tonight's guest, we have, you know, we met this man at the West Coast Hip Hop Awards. And, you know, he was a cool cat, you know, and, you know, you don't really meet too many cool artists out there that's really cool that mixes and mingles. But this cat right here, his name is Madman. And he's from out of L.A., but I'm going to let him introduce himself to you and let him give you guys a background on him. And right now, Madman, say what's up to Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans.
What up, Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans? It's your boy Madman representing South Central Los Angeles, UNG Records in the building. What up, what up?
That's what's up, that's what's up. I'm glad that you're on our show tonight, Madman. You know, you got much love coming from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio. And right now, like I said, I'm going to get into this interview with you. I just want you to let everybody out there know who is Madman, who is the artist, who's the man behind the artist, for all the people who don't know of you.
Well, to let everybody out there know who I am, I'm Madman from Los Angeles. I've been putting music down since day one, man. My mom's had a deal with Polydor back in the early 70s. She worked with Stevie Wonder. She had me in the studio doing shows throughout all of my childhood. Eventually, you know what I'm saying, I branched out and did my own thing, which is Madman UNG Records back in 1983. It's 2012. I'm just a young brother out here, a young entrepreneur putting in major work, big homie.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You guys heard it from Madman right here. I'm putting him on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hood radio station. And right now, Madman, I want to ask you, why did you even pick up a microphone and even start rapping?
Be honest with you, man. Like I said, I was born in this music, you know what I'm saying? My mom's, man, she's been doing music since day one. She got several children. She raised all her kids to do music. She can sing and play behind the keyboard. She wrote raps for us when we was young. So I just started doing my own thing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's what's up, that's what's up. And let the people know out there, who have you worked with and who would you like to work with in your near future?
Well, when it comes to the music industry, man, I work with a lot of people, man. 20-plus years major work. I didn't go down with Alonzo Mourning, Kenny McLeod, Daryl James of Rap Sheet Magazine, Edna Sims, Project Blow, Warren G., my younger brother, the Horseshoe Gang. I didn't go down with Yo-Yo. Just shot a video today with my homeboy, Two Squad from Nigeria. I didn't go down with all kind of awards, the Hot Block Magazine Awards, West Coast Awards. I'm out here, man, you know what I'm saying?
What's up? That's what's up. You out there doing it. And what do you and don't you like about the music industry?
What I don't like about the music industry?
What do you
I love the music industry. It's music from the heart and soul. A lot of people need to know that, you know, music came from slavery, kind of, sort of. You know, they say that, you know, we used to sing when we was, you know, out in the cotton field, you know, we should overcome and stuff like that. It's power from the voice, from God. You know, he wanted us to, we were singing out to him to help us, you know what I mean? Then it branched into doing jazz and tap. Then it went into, like, spoken word. And then it went into R&B. Then rap took over, and rap is hardcore, straight to the point, you know, and that's where I come in the picture at, you know what I'm saying? I'm slash piece of the puzzle, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. That's what's up, that's what's up. And while we got you on the line, can you give your information out to everybody who want to connect with Madman, UNG?
Yo, UNG Records, man, you know, we online, we in the streets, you know what I'm saying? We on CDBaby.com, Madman number 2 for the brand new CD, True to the U. You can go to Amazon, iTunes, Reverb Nation. Go to YouTube, Madman, UNG52. If you want to go to Twitter, UNG Radio Station, we support unsigned artists. We on Facebook, UNG Radio Station. For all my overseas fans, we in London, China, Japan, Ghana, Germany, France, Canada. You know what I mean? Just go to Amazon UK or eMusic UK, iTunes UK. You know, we over there, man. We here in the United States. We across overseas also, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And why should people even accept Man into the music industry?
I'm real talent. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here just for the money. You know, I put in work, man. When you go to the studio with me, man, we put it down. You know, we do shows, we ride, and, you know, I'm a real artist. I'm going to give you good advice on what you should and what you shouldn't do, which I expect the OGs to look out for me also, because people ahead of me to pave the way for me, you know. It's a mutual balance here. You got what I'm saying?
That's what's up. That's what's up. And is there any shout-outs you want to give out to anybody right now?
Shout-outs? Oh, man. I want to say what's up to all the true UNG fans that support me, man. You know, the people who buy CDs, man. I'm not hating on no bootleggers or nobody or nothing like that, you know. Give it up to Miss Very Sexy Lady, my teammate, you know. UNG Family, MCSS, and C-Money for putting these hot tracks down. Horseshoe Gang, they got the brand new CD coming out. You know, Madman out there, you know what I'm saying? All my homies in the yard, all my homies who rest in peace, you know. Forgive me if I forget your name out there. You know, it's too many people to name, but all the people that's down with me, man. I want everybody to go out there in 2 weeks to pick up my brand new single, We Go Mad, featuring Cyan. You know what I mean? We about to get busy, man. We out here trying to put it down, man. We ain't playing no games with it, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And on that note, we're going to get into this quick break real quick. And, man, I want you to introduce this song, Why You Acting Like A, and let the people know the concept behind this track.
Well, that song, Why You Acting Like A, is I've been out here out to get a deal, and a lot of people didn't want to sign me because the name of my original group is Underground G's. So I abbreviated Underground G's to UNG Records so people would give me more respect, you know what I'm saying? And they didn't want to play the song, so when I abbreviated it to a record company, they started giving me more respect, and they still wouldn't give me no deal. So I created my own radio station, which is UNG Radio Station. Now I got the major people calling me to get their albums played. So Why You Acting Like A came to my brain one night, and I started banging on the little whack MCs, you know what I'm saying? So Why You Acting Like A is my little personal song, kind of jumping on these Facebook rappers, man.
That's what's up. You guys heard it from Madman right here. I'm putting him on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. This is Madman, Why You Acting Like.
This is not for the radio. It's for them killer, MC killer, MC killer. Everywhere I go, I got my finger on the trigger. I'm an MC killer, MC killer, MC killer. Where they at, y'all?
People on Facebook acting like a bitch. Tweeting ass tricks, just love to snitch. They on MySpace, YouTube, lying about their life. Sharing all they talents just to rip the mic. Yo, half ain't even tight. Yo, all they sounds is bitten. Yo, loading song after song ain't copywritten. And most of these companies haven't been registered. They worried about their profile, hustling on some customers. Yeah, it's too late for you to switch. You done got your music ganked on the gangster shit. Yeah, yeah, it's too late for you to switch. You done messed around and got up in the gangster shit. So don't be acting like a, don't be acting like a, don't be acting like a, don't be acting like a bitch. Acting like a, why you acting like a, why you acting like a, why you acting like a bitch? This is for them gangsters. This is for them gangsters. In West Coast, East Coast, down South gangsters. This is for them gangsters. This is for them gangsters. In Midwest, North Coast, worldwide gangster. It feels good to be a gangster. Smoking on a gangster. Riding on them gangsters. Man, you's a gangster? Yeah, I'm a gangster. Watch out for the law, cause they nothing but them gangsters. All my niggas locked up. Tell you about the gangster. Man, we got hella dead niggas behind the gangster. What we got now, got some brand new gangsters. Packing big heat, they'll blast cause they gangsters. Yeah, it's too late for you to switch. You done squeezed that trigger on the gangster tip, nigga. It's too late for you to switch. You done mess around and got up in this gangster shit. So don't act like a bitch when they catch you in some shit. Don't break, don't snitch, don't be acting like a bitch. Cause them people's coming for you. The people's coming for you. The people's coming for you. The people's coming for you. Ain't no lying, ain't no hiding, ain't no need for a lawyer. The people's coming for you. The people's coming for you. The people's, the people's, the people's. Shouldn't have done what you did. It got rules to be a boss, you understand, you dig? Man, you mess with them folks' money, they gon' get you. Man, they deliver, and they some real killers. Wait for your lung ass to slip. That's when they get you. Bow, get it over with. It's the city, nigga. Too many faces. The strong will survive and the weak won't make it. Goodness gracious, the world's cold damage. God, they going crazy on your planet. They faithful to human. They faithful to figures. They'll never be faithful to God, my nigga. Goodness gracious, check it out. I don't trust Jack. Yeah, I got my own back and it's like that. Human will betray you real quick. Have you on the gangsta shit, nigga? Madman in the house. Underground G's in the house. Shouts out to C Money Double S making these hot ass tracks. Yow! Sauce the Boss. Damien the Game Warden. J Smoke. DT, we got them tools on deck. J Smoke. Crooked Eye Horseshoe Gang. Putting it down 2011. It's you with G. Downtown, Dubber the Rockstar, aka the Rockstar. Yow! F-Z on a mission, steady dripping west side. And you can't forget, most of all, it's your nigga Mad.
Yeah, what's good? We back live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, and that was Madman, Why You Acting Like. And Madman, while we got you back on the line, let the people know, what do you have new coming out, and or what are you working out, and what do you have new coming out?
My major push right now is UNG radio station, man. I'm helping unsigned artists / myself get our music out there. But I got a new CD called True to the U. It's basically being true to the game. I got several tracks on there produced by me, Double S, C Money. And the True to the U is like, it's a who-banging-ass CD, letting everybody know what's going on with Madman.
That's what's up. And right now, we like to have all the artists give out a positive message to all the young upcoming artists and young entrepreneurs out there. Is there a positive message that you can give to them that will stick with them for their near future?
Yeah, I do, man. God first, play later. You know what I'm saying? All the young artists out there need to understand that this is a business, man. You got to stay focused. And like the number one thing I learned so far, man, you got to keep them demons and them devils out of your circle. You know what I mean? Don't blame nobody for your mistakes in the career. Blame yourself, man. All right? You know what I'm saying? You got to do what you got to do to get through that door to get what you're trying to get, man. If you're trying to be a rapper, you know what I mean, and it's a certain door open for you to get it, get it. Don't wait for the next MC, man. Don't let your girl, don't let your homie, let your family hold you back. Smash through that door to get your blessings, man. And then after that, you can solve your problems later. You got to get it while you're getting it, you know, while you can.
That's what's up. You guys heard it right out the man's mouth from Madman. That's a positive message. So I hope you guys keep that and take it and strive. And right now, Madman, I want to know, who do you think is hot and who's not in this music industry right now? In your opinion.
Oh, wow. That's a deep one, man. I really, as far as like the hot MCs, you know what I'm saying? It's a circle in the game where they're only allowing so many people in this circle, like the BET Awards. Every year it's the same artist getting down, you know what I'm saying? And they won't let no underground artist get on. So without no names being said, if you pay attention to the awards, y'all, we all know who hot and who not as far as the industry is because they go off sales for you to get your award. And as far as us underground artists, y'all, we got to come together as independent artists and work hard so we can be known and heard / sales and get them up. You understand what I'm saying? To answer the question correctly, who hot is Madman, Horseshoe Gang, you know what I'm saying, Crazy Mo, Kim Ramon, you know what I'm saying, people like us that's pushing this underground, keeping this voice alive, you know what I mean? And the people that's not hot is the people that's trying to jack a hot track and do a little mix CD just to get a little name heard, man.
That's what's up. And let people know, how much has Madman charged if they ever wanted to connect with you?
Say again now?
How much does Madman charge if people want to connect with you?
Oh, man, we working it out, man. You know what I mean? Artists / labels want to call me for a distribution deal, or artists want to call me to do a song, things like that, we sit down at the table and see the numbers, and we'll go from there, man. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. And do you think everybody should be doing music, in your opinion?
Do I think everybody should be doing music, in my opinion?
Yeah.
Well, as far as our people, you know, we the originators, man. We the first people on earth. We're going to be the last one on earth. You know what I mean? We created this music from the heart and soul. This was a blessing from God for us to get easy money because we kind of got kidnapped from Africa / put to America to do things that, you know, wasn't on our agenda. Now that we're here, you know, we didn't build America and everything. They try to kidnap us and take us away from our blessings. Music was like a way for us to get, like, hood brothers like me and you. They expected us not to never come up, you know what I'm saying? So music was like a quick way to make a quick meal / $10 million to feed our families, but we ain't never got to work at McDonald's, you know what I mean? So we got to do right with this money when we get it, you know? That's basically my point. Do right when you get this money, you know what I mean? Do right.
That's right. You know, that's real talk, you know, because most people who get money, you know, I understand they got the same saying. Nick, you can tell a nigga who ain't got nothing because, you know, he's always buying the most expensive things. He's doing too much. You know what I'm saying? But the average person who comes into a lot of money, first thing they do is, does what? Go out and go get females, go out and party, go out and boast on the town. You know, they might buy them a cool little house, but they spend more money on a car trying to flow show on the next person than they would a house. Then saying, and then in the end, at the end of the night, like they say, at the end of the night, a nigga's broke and can't really buy nothing because he didn't invest his money the right way. See what I'm saying? Instead of taking that $10 million check he got and going and invested in houses, you know, real estate, whatever it may be, you know, start business, start some small businesses. See what I'm saying? And put people on, hire people. It ain't got to be necessarily all black people, but hire some people, a strong team, and make that money back. Don't just take it and go give it to all the girls. You know, you rap them for nothing. You're doing all this just for what? Just for nothing? When you get your money, giving it away. As soon as you get it, you're spending it. You know, you don't do stuff like that. You know, people don't think. But I'm glad I don't think like that, you know, but it's all good. But what do you think about people doing music for fame instead of the art and the love of it?
Well, like you know, today in 2012, the music industry putting their foot on artists' neck. If you don't make a song that's appealing to the crowd / radio, you ain't going to survive. You can't make a song talking about your people right now because nobody's going to pick it up because you got the next artist talking about making it rain, booty popping in cars and all this. Like you said, you know, that's what the youngsters want to hear. Really, it's a plan. It's not a conspiracy. It's a plan to keep the youth / people of color mind closed, because if a brother like myself keep opening your eyes, then they're gonna shut me down. They wanna hear the people that's talking next, you know, make it rain, make it booty pop and all this and all that and all that. And they'll play that on the radio, but they don't wanna hear no real positive music, man. It's about a lot of negative stuff right now, man.
That's what's up. That's why you have radio stations like yours, like UNG Radio, and put them on blast radio to promote people's music, the music people really want to hear. That's why they got that thing up everywhere. You know, real hip-hop is not on the radio. See what I'm saying?
Right.
You're going to find it on shows like our shows. That's where you're going to find real hip-hop, underground hip-hop, real music, real life stuff that people go through, not something that's watered down, because mainstream life that everybody is looking at, it's somebody else's life. So I'm saying that's not their life because they got all these writers, ghostwriters, writing these songs for them. So I'm saying they're not living this life, and then they got these producers, all these rich white folks, producers, man, I want to see some nasty stuff. I want to see these a bunch of perverted producers who don't give a damn about nobody. And they like, you go out there and hold yourself back and forth on the stage, sell out tickets, sell shows, you know, sell out shows and things, and then we're going to collect the money and give you the hoes for these videos, and we want you to do the video just like this. If you don't do the video like this, it ain't going down. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, you can't get Madman to go do a hood video right now and go take it to MTV, VH1, or BET and thinking they're going to play it, because they ain't going to play it. They're not going to play it because it's too real, like you said. But it's all good and it's all love. But right now, man, we're going to take another quick break, and I want you to introduce this track right here called Lover, and let the people know the concept behind this track.
Well, this track right here is one of my favorite tracks off the CD, True to the U, featuring my boy Jay Smoke from Atlanta, Georgia. my boy Jay Smoke, we down, we ride, you know what I mean? We made this song because a lot of females be getting, you know, emotions behind their man and all that kind of stuff. So we was like, no matter what we do, the black woman going to be down with us no matter what. So, man, we banging this song called They Love Her, man. I want everybody to go out there and pick this song up. Be looking out for the video coming out in 2 weeks. You know what I mean? Look for it on World Star Hip Hop, YouTube, whatever. Like I said, go to MadmanUNG52 on YouTube. Check us out in 2 weeks on this new video. This is Love Her featuring Madman and Jay Smoke, man. Y'all check us out.
That's right. You heard it first right here. I'm putting them on Blast Radio.
For you, baby girl. Yeah. All these women going crazy all across the world. They loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
No matter what I do, you seem to keep it true. They loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
No matter what I do, you seem to keep it true. Foreplay, kitty play, stand up in it all day. Hit you in the right way. Watch it yell, boo, say.
Dirty drawers and she love my dirty socks. No matter what I do, she gon' love me nonstop because she love a nigga. Come hug a nigga, you know I'm not no bust nigga. She love that I'm a hustle nigga. When get off work, I'm fuckin' nigga.
Man, I gave her game. She came with hella morals. When mad come around, baby girl, she roll that royal. That carpet, she love mad man at my accomplishment. She looking good, she smelling good. And baby girl, oh, my car.
If I'm down to my lad down, she still love a nigga. If she caught me in the lie, she still love a nigga. No matter what I do, she still love a nigga. If I'm cross that river, I bet she still love a nigga.
They loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
No matter what I do, you seem to keep it true. They loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
No matter what I do, you seem to keep it true.
Tell me that you wanna leave, but you love a nigga while I'm out here in these streets. You still love a nigga. Come in late at night at 3. You still love a nigga. You still love a nigga. You still love a nigga.
Let you down with a nigga. No matter what I do, we go through trials and tribulations, but she always stays true. And she down with you and G. We gon' cash the fat checks. Love when I express myself, get shit off my chest with this bomb ass sex.
This bomb ass sex. I can get you wet. She say she like my swag, but she love me in the bed. The way I put it down, I'ma beat it up. She say, Dungy, why you got me lost?
Hit it from the back, do it like a Mac. Yeah, in fact, run and tell that. I'm about to hit the studio and lace the bomb track. When you see the madman, you don't know how to act. You done got some good loving, girl. Look at how you act. Yeah, they loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
No matter what I do, you seem to keep it true. They loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
No matter what I do, you seem to keep it true.
Tell me that you wanna leave. I'ma beat it up. Coming in late at 3. I'ma beat it up. I'ma put it down with this bomb ass set.
Wait. With this bomb ass set.
Yeah, we back live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. That was your man, Madman, Lover, and that track right there is hot. And right now, Madman, I want to ask you, how can Madman's music change the music industry around?
Change the music industry? That's going to be deep because everybody done heard a little bit of everything from James Brown to KRS-One to me. You know what I mean? As far as I'm concerned, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm bringing the basics back. A lot of artists right now, like I said, they're doing a lot of simple things. You know, brothers in the South, really, man, they getting blessed with a lot of songs that ain't doing a lot of talent. Then brothers up North and then brothers on the West really put in this major work and ain't getting a lot of love, you know what I mean? So right about now with me, it's time to, like that song Lover, it got a little bit, a lot of feeling to it. It got South feel, West Coast feel, and East Coast feel. It's universal. So I say artists should put universal music out right now in order for you to change the game or bring it back to the basics so everybody will love your music, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm out for, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And what are you looking to get out of the music industry? Like, if you really if you really, really made it into the industry and you got in the position where you really needed to be, where you got signed, whether it's to your label, you got somebody, a big money man to come behind you and was like, here, man, just do it, and you made your mark, like you was in there with Jay-Z and everybody. How would you, like, what are you trying to get out of the industry? Like, why are you in the industry?
My main business right now is UNG Radio Station to help a lot of unsigned artists out. All right, because I see right now with the name Madman, they kind of fear what I'm kicking. I'm like Obama. Obama don't break under nothing. He kick it real, and they kind of nervous about that. And Madman kind of on the same vibe. So me sitting behind the table doing the UNG records, I'll be able to help a lot of artists out, man. I can find the next, you know what I'm saying, Aretha Franklin or Nicki Minaj or whatever, you know what I'm saying. And I can help a lot of people out, man. I got a lot of knowledge, you know what I'm saying? I can help a lot of folks out. And as far as myself, I'm here to do this broadcasting on UNG Radio. I'm good behind the microphone, and mic is power. You got to be careful and watch what you're saying, what you're doing. I'm good with that right there, man. So, you know, so as I get into the game, my UNG Radio station is my number one thing. I love that because it helps a lot of artists out, helps myself get my own record spin. And, you know what I mean, the UNG Records, that's for me to sign artists, to help artists out, you know.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Excuse me. And I want to ask you, do you think it's important for artists to have lots of videos in the industry when they promote themselves, or do you think they really don't need as many as some people do? You know, some artists, they'll flood the industry just with, like, millions of videos. Any and every song they make, they'll do a video on. Do you think it's necessary to have to do that, or do you think they should just make so many videos for each album and call it a day and then keep it pushing?
If they trying to shop for a deal, if Jive Records say, look, man, we want Madman, we want to see everything you got, then I go out there and go, you know, go bananas with it, then I can understand that. But the average artist, if you really 100% serious, you can make one song, one video, and push it till you get a deal if you believe in yourself. You know what I mean? Like right now, people are doing a little bit too much. That's what the song Why You Acting Like It was talking about. People on Facebook doing a little bit too much, you know, sharing their life on the mic just to get signed. You know, they're doing a little bit too much. You ain't got to do all that. If you really believe in yourself, you can just do so much, and you get your deal. Then once you get your deal, boom, you can start expressing yourself a little bit harder. Until then, when you do your live stage shows, bucket. When you do your songs, bucket. But as far as like YouTube, you know, it ain't nothing but a plan, like I was saying, where they sitting back watching, you know what I mean? Oh, well, he slipped on this right here. I don't want to work with him. Or he did good with this. I like this, you know. It's all, you know, being watched and viewed and scaled anyway, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Hello? That's what's up. No, I hear you. And, right now, I want to thank everybody that's online because we're running out of time right now. But everybody that's online, you know, well, everybody that's on the phone, just stay on the phone. Don't hang up. But everybody that's online, I don't know if y'all gonna get cut off in a minute or not, but, hey, it happens. But I thank you guys for tuning in. You know, much love for Raw Dog Music. Put them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hood radio station. The call in 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. Out there online, www.blogtalkradio.com/ put them on Blast Radio, PUTEM on Blast Radio. Now, man, I want to ask you, what do you think about female rappers that's in the industry? And when I say that, I'm meaning, like, what do you think about females breaking, the new female rappers breaking into the industry? Do you think they should follow a trend, like be they self or follow after one of these other female rappers? Because, you know, right now, as you know, as well as everybody else in the world know, every female that's coming out rapping want to rap like Trina, want to be like Lil' Kim. Everybody want to everybody want to just rap about sex and, you know, just jumping on, you know what I'm talking about. What do you think about these female rappers and shit doing that?
What I think about the female rappers, man, hope and pray to God they come out and be themselves and represent. Remember where we from. All right, I understand they put it in a position, too. If you ain't fine, shaking no ass, niggas don't want to pay no attention to you. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, with the blessing of God, they have some real talent. They put it down where people will really love them. You know what I'm saying? And that's I'm going to just wrap it up like that, man. Be yourself and represent. Stay true. God first, play lesson, man. That's all it is to it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Words from that, man. And right now, we want to get into them, put them on blast. Part right here, and man, I want to ask you, is there anything or anybody you might want to put on blast, even if it's us as radio people, individuals, you know, if you don't have to mention names, you can keep everybody anonymous, but is there anything or anybody you might want to put on blast right now at this time?
Truthfully, from the heart and soul, it's a lot of rappers I want to put on blast, but I'm a blessing, I'm going to leave that alone, but for my people of color, Romney on blast. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to, America tried to work with Paul Ryan and Romney together to go against Obama. For those who don't know, Romney and, Paul Ryan is from Wisconsin. Him and Romney, they basically racist. You know what I'm saying? It's a plan to put the poor back in slavery. When Bush was in office, America was punking or slash bullying other countries. You know what I mean? And Obama came in office and he stopped all that and he fixed everything. Then America didn't have nobody to bully, so they decided to go to the ghettos and start harassing black folks again, man, slash people of color, giving people time for nothing, 20 years for a little bit of nothing. So with that being said, all people of color out there, I want y'all to keep your head up, stay smart. Don't go to jail and get no tickets for none of that ignorant, you know what I'm saying? Be smart about what you do. Don't give them the pleasure. And keep riding, you know what I'm saying? Everybody vote Obama. Whether if you like him or not, he opened America's eyes and he helped us out. You know what I'm saying? Through unemployment, through everything, y'all. The whole world see what's going on, and they don't want no troubles no more. Everybody want to be in peace, have a nice house, have money, car, eat and feed your family. Nobody want to be struggling all this homelessness going on, man. We want to live a comfortable life, man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I feel you. And those are words from Madman right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And right now I want to thank everybody for calling in. You know, God bless everybody. You know, stay safe. Stop the violence. We need to come together as one, unite as one, and start networking in all these cities around the United States, all around the world. We need to come together and support our rappers, our local rappers, and we need to stick together because the end of time is coming and it's near, and you guys need to open your eyes. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to say that's another show because I can get people off into some other things, but I don't think it's appropriate right now at this time, but it's all good. But like I said, everybody needs to stop the violence and stick together. And before we even get into this last song, man, before you take us out, Miss Kimmy Simone, you know, she's losing her voice and things, but she would like to say something to you at this time. Hold on.
What's up, radio
world?
I'm so tired of my voice. Going down like
hey, what's
going on? Your angel voice you're talking about. Madman and everybody out there listening. But Madman, while you're on the air, I just want to tell you that I appreciate your concept of life. And I appreciate the way you think and how you go about things, man. I just want to tell you, stay positive. And like you said, put God first. I couldn't have said it no better. And after this show, just keep on coming back to us, bro. We love you. We got respect for you. And we salute you. So just keep calling everybody out there that's calling and listening. We love y'all too. And I don't have no other just want to say God bless everybody and thank you for helping us be successful because like my brother EZ said, we're on our way to the top, baby. And I see y'all when we get there.
That's right. It's either heaven or hell. God first, play later, y'all. Y'all support the big radio station. Put them on blast, man. You understand? Crazy Mo and Kimmy Simone, y'all support. You understand what I'm saying? This is knowledge and important information, y'all, so support, you understand?
That's what's up, that's what's up. And, man, right now, I want to salute you, too. I thank you for coming on our show, blessing us with your presence. You know, I appreciate that. Like she said, anytime, if you know anybody who want to be promoted out here on our show, you know, just send them our way as much love. PutEmOnBlastRadio@gmail.com. If anybody wants any interviews out there, just holler at us, Crazy Mo or Miss Kimmy Simone. You find us on Facebook, Crazy Mo Bluffino, Crazy Mo 916. You know, Google me. I'm there. I'm everywhere. Miss Kimmy Simone. You know what I'm saying? She's on Facebook, Twitter. You know, Crazy Mo 916, Kimmy Simone 916. Twitter, get at us. PutEmOnBlastRadio on Twitter. You know, it's all love. You know what I'm saying? So anything you got new coming out, Madman, just holler at us. And right now, I want you to introduce the song as you take us out with We Go Mad. Let people know the concept behind this track.
Yo, this is my new track, man, featuring my boy Cyan, We Go Mad. My name is Madman. His name is Cyan the Madman. This song right here is checking people in the United States, man, for all these fake rappers and all these people that's in the music just for the money. This is about the art, and it's about the real history of the art, you know what I'm saying? So check it out. This is We Go Mad, my new single. For those who like it, pick it up, buy it on iTunes, online. If you got to bootleg it, bootleg it. I really don't like bootleg, but if that's what you got to do, do it. You got to borrow it from the neighbor, do what you got to do. This is Madman, UNG Records. I don't put them on blast radio. Shout out to everybody out there who's down with Madman. Pick the CD up, man. We go mad. Hard in the paint. South Central. Holla.
Madman, Madman.
I got Madman in the motherfucking spot. UNG in the motherfucking spot. Shit, nigga, we get mad as fuck. Yeah. Master Lock Entertainment.
My girl acting jealous, creeping with a hoe, kicked her out the bed and said I'm sleeping with the dough. It's always at my place, in my face, I see it more. We can't go out, I hate to see it go. We don't go ham, we go mad, now that's a new slang. Just to show you punk motherfuckers how we do things. No drive-bys, my gun can spray a mile. Calm down, I'm crazy wild, rave style. No b-ball, I get the point, you made me foul. You had a mouth full of teeth, now a baby smile. I'm a menace when I'm rapping, so then it's like what happened. Explain how you were talking shit, I started snapping. We ain't good guys, mean mugs, mean thugs. Lead a wall with blood stains to clean up. No hiding place if you ever, ever seen us. No ambulance, but more picking your team up. What?
I'm from L.A.
I'm from the A, let's get some money.
What it pays?
A whole lot of cheese.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I call him Lane.
We call him Mark.
I bust his brain.
Don't start.
One thing we got in common, we get mad as fuck.
Another mad script. Let me introduce you to our historical pyramid. This is Mad Meets Mad Madman from LA. Cyan out the A. Haters, get out my way. My strategy in this market, the trademark, the business. Critics and controversy motivate me for riches. I don't trust the soul, whether friends or family. Niggas are coming up dead every year for the Grammys. Ooh, yeah, this is my freestyle dimension. Occupation, let me continue on my mission. Started out underground railroad, but nowadays it's UNG radio. I'm spinning me on shit like rims hit me hydraulic. Godchild wowing, never been satanic. Straight stomping like a G, it's a poster. Not only am I a D, baby girl, I'm a soldier.
See, I'm telling y'all niggas, don't calm down. They trying to make us motherfucking slaves. So we gotta show them that we gon' miss motherfucking behave. We gon' do this shit, me and Madman. And let these motherfuckers know, we get mad as
I'm
fuck.
I'm from L.A.
I'm from the A, let's get some money.
What it pay?
A whole lot of cheese.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I call them lame.
We call them Mark.
I bust their brain.
Don't start.
One thing we got in common,
we get mad as fuck.
One madman dead, they take a dose of a double. Born black in this whitening world, that really got me pissed. They taking niggas' heads off, then damn if they miss. In the court, don't do shit, the case is getting dismissed. If I do the same shit, handcuffs on my wrist. Got me going crazy, why they wanna see us dead? Get murdered for Skittles, now fucking hoodie on your head. I'm pulling a Malcolm X, they say I'm like Pac. I'm spitting shit for the game of hip-hop. Since the game is so trite, and my people so lost. Man, we about to go off. All these devils in position trying to stop God's children. Got most of us all, forget how he built it. The voice, the blessing, was for us to come up. Madman and science, we're about to blow up.
I could expose you near.
Yeah, nigga, are you jealous, mother? giving it away for free. They want y'all niggas for fucking felonies, nigga. Don't y'all see that shit? When you can't leave the country, when you can't vote. You know what I'm saying? You can't be complaining about shit if you can't do shit, nigga. Get your act together. Get your motherfucking act together. Cause we getting mad as fuck. But shit just ain't right. Passing bills and shit. We ain't got nothing to say about that shit. Mad as fuck. Master Lock, we out of here.